Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Hey, guys.
There he is.
What's up, player?
How you doing?
I didn't know you were in town. I'm so happy to see you in your closet.
Yeah, man. I'm out. It's hard. You know, people were complaining about it. Good to see you, Joel. People were complaining about it. Good to see you, Daniel. Good to see you, Zach.
Hi.
What are people complaining about?
That we didn't put a show up last week. Like, well, if you look at, you know,
I'm sorry,
they were.
Everybody, sometimes, you know, as I shared with you, I got a lot going on in my life. Also, Donald Faison has got a lot of work happening, and occasionally we miss a show. But we love you so much and appreciate you so much. And we want to remind you that we had no idea there'd be this much interest in the two of us / the four of us just rambling about old times and nonsense.
That's real
talk. Tell me which character you want me to play in this show, because I think I should play him.
All right.
I saw on the interwebs
there
was some
chatter.
Let's get this
going now.
I saw on the interwebs there was some chatter. Donald's playing X, Zach should play Y, and of course you know that I don't know who these people are.
Right. Okay, so here's what it is. Everyone believes that you should play Ted Kord. That's the original Blue Beetle.
Okay.
Before Jaime Reyes becomes the Blue Beetle, there was the original Blue Beetle. Now, I don't know much about Ted Kord, but, like, you know, I didn't know much about Booster Gold until, you know, I had to do research.
All right. Well, I will play Ted Kord. If you're listening and you're in charge of this, isn't it a Berlanti show?
Yeah, man.
So just tell him I'll do it. Are you going to be on more episodes? Or is that just a cameo?
Well, all right. So here's how it's supposed to go. If the show goes, I'm a regular on Legends of Tomorrow next season.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's how it's supposed to. That's
why would the show not go? Isn't it an ongoing show?
It's been on for a while, you know. It's been on for, I think this was its seventh season. What's crazy is that I was such a fan of the show before it even started. Like, I've watched every season of the show. I've been talking about Legends since we started the podcast. I'm like, do you guys watch Legends? And you guys are sometimes are like, nope. And sometimes you guys are nice and are like, I've heard of it. But, you know.
I'm just surprised that Joelle doesn't, because, you know, this is her jam.
Yeah, listen, I really enjoy what CW does. There's too many shows now to keep in, like, up with all of them. But I do like it, and I did see the giant teddy bear episode. And it's a classic. It really hits.
It's well, you know, I'm a huge fan of the show, and I really do like, you know, the Arrowverse. I loved Arrow when it first came on. I loved The Flash. I love Legends. I didn't necessarily watch Batgirl, and I didn't necessarily watch Black Lightning, which is crazy because those are the ones with all the black people on it.
How did you not watch Black Lightning? That is mystifying.
You know, I think maybe because I wanted to be Black Lightning and I was hating on it. You know what I mean?
I get it.
You're a boycotting. Maybe
that's what it is. You know?
You'd have made a great Black Lightning.
Well, you know, now I'm Booster Gold. And so I'm really
congratulations. I know that it brought you a lot of happiness. And I saw a lot of people on the internet very excited about you playing golf.
Yeah, well, they all.
Good thing the character was called upon to play golf because you're such a good player these days.
Right. They didn't really capture my swing, though. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm a little upset about it.
You don't like the way you looked playing golf?
No, I like the way I look playing golf. It's just that you don't really see me playing golf. It's golf. Oh. It's like a bunch of shots of the ball getting hit. You know, never really a full swing.
Now, how's your tennis game these days? Because you're back to tennis?
I was playing tennis for a bit. And now I am not playing tennis. Work has gotten in the way of a lot of things.
High-class problem, Donald.
Those are the type of problems I like to have. You know what I'm saying?
You're working.
Those are the type of problems I like to have. Dude, did you guys see the Obi-Wan trailer?
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holy fuck. Yo. I can't
when
wait.
When Duel of the Fates hit, I stood up. I said, no.
Shit.
No, it's really happening.
Yo!
Oh, my God, we have a Black Inquisitor, yo! Oh, my God, it looks good. It looks real...
Oh, my God!
You think Jimmy Smith is going to show up? It's all I can think of.
Oh, man, I hope, listen, the way it looks like Maul could show up at some point in this, man. Like, so much could happen. Holy cow! You're right on top of the fucking... Oh my god! Yo!
And it's all directed by Deborah Chow, the incredible Deborah Chow, who directed a lot of people's favorite Mandalorian season one episodes.
Yeah, and also Obi-Wan looks like it's going to be my favorite series.
He's so handsome, dude. I'm sorry, but like, he's so...
Don't be sorry.
No, I'm just saying, I said this before, that he moves my Kinsey scale, but every time he talks, that gravelly voice and his face, he's fine. He's fine, Donald.
He's come a long way from train spotting.
I'm just saying he's fine. You know how Florida, you're not allowed to say gay anymore? Well, in LA, you can say a man is fine.
Yes, no shame.
Right, Daniel?
Oh, most certainly.
You have no idea how excited I got. Well, you do. You kind
of
do. But that shit, when that shit came out.
We know.
Oh, my God.
Well, in my universe, I was cranking Tick, Tick, Boom in my car yesterday. Really love that soundtrack, that Andrew Garfield. He's so talented. You did watch it, right, Donald?
Oh, yes.
Do you listen to it in your car ever?
I don't.
I recommend it.
It's not my La La Land, you know what I mean? It's not, I like the music from La La Land.
Well, I want to encourage you folks, before the Oscars come, to watch Tick, Tick, Boom, because I believe Andrew Garfield should win for Best Actor.
Oh, dude, he crushes it. That being said, right, okay, you want to talk about killing it. So far, from what I've seen, I think he's done a great job. I haven't seen Denzel yet. I haven't seen pretty much anyone else, but so far
I haven't seen anything else. We all know, the audience and us, we all know that you don't really watch things that aren't DC, Marvel, Star Wars,
that don't start with
basketball.
Well, I do love
those
basketball,
those are the categories.
Those are the categories, yes. Not necessarily in that order, but those are the categories.
And Myron Kirstein, who's edited all of my films thus far until this new one, A Good Person, he is nominated for editing Tick, Tick, Boom and could very well win.
Wow, that's amazing.
Nice.
Go get it.
So even though they're doing this weird thing with everyone's fighting back because they're trying to make the Oscars broadcast, well, really have anyone watch it. The ratings are so low, and so they're trying all these new techniques to shorten it and And it always upsets everyone, understandably, because this year they're trying things like they're going to give out the editing award, for example, during a commercial break, and then show video of the acceptance speech like during the show, which is really lame because I got to tell you, a film is made with an editor and a director sitting next to each other. The idea that of all categories, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is controversial to some people, you know, animated short, sorry, Donald, regular short, documentary short, maybe consider doing that to those, but editor, composer, I just think it's such an insult to the positions that are such crucial to filmmaking. That's my monologue.
I agree. Especially because it's mostly like film fanatics watching the show. So it seems like you're alienating the one group of people determined to see it. Someone had a great theory that the show should be more like the Super Bowl, where it's 4 hours long, but cut into three parts. So the first part is your documentaries, your shorts, the stuff that only like the super film buffs want to see. Then you have like a Super Bowl halftime show, but it's like the Oscar halftime where it's all the musical performance, full out, big stage, maybe done at like the Hollywood Bowl. And then in the final segment, you're doing all the big categories, your writing, your best actor, best director. And that way it's appointment television. So if you only want to see the big stuff at the end, you can tune in when that's coming. If you only want to see the performances, you can tune in there, but nobody's left out. It's a big event, and it's sort of more of a like appointment scheduled watch, like you're gonna want to watch live.
That's clever. I mean, I saw the producer defending it, and he's like, look, everybody calm down, this is an entertainment property that every year less and less people watch, so we're trying to figure out a way to change that trajectory. And I understand that, but if you're a film geek like we all are and you want to, I love it, we, Donald and Casey, come over, we have a fake Oscar. It's called the Braffy, and we have and other friends too, and we fill out our forms. Donald is totally guessing because he hasn't seen any of them. But Casey won 1 year, and if you win, you get to keep the Braffy for a whole year at your house.
You got to give a speech too. Casey's won twice.
Give a speech. Yeah,
Casey's won twice.
Casey's won twice, and you give a speech. You give a speech at the end of the Oscars, usually intoxicated about how you're better than everybody else.
Well, you know, the Oscars fucked up this year. That's pretty much what happened. They should have nominated Spider-Man for Best
Picture.
Well,
that'll win they added a category for a fan favorite, which I'm sure Spider-Man will take, right?
They should have done that from the gate, and they would have had a lot of people tune in.
I want to talk about something, guys. This is the premiere of Cheaper by the Dozen this week.
Yes.
And yay. I'm so excited that all three of you are coming. We got to get a picture on the red carpet together.
Hell yeah.
It'll be our first time, the four of us on a red carpet together.
Very rare.
That'll be very interesting.
I love the optimism of first time. They'll be.
I'm really excited. It's for those of you listening, and it's
this Friday the 18th.
So please check it out. I promise you, if you have kids, they are going to love it. And I promise you, I've seen it. It's hilarious. If you're an adult, you're going to crack up. There's a lot of, obviously, if you're listening to this, you love Scrubs. And there's definitely some Scrubs-esque humor in it. And there's a lot of heart in it. And the kids are wonderful actors. And Gabby Union is wonderful. And I know I'm selling it. But please mark it down. It's on Disney Plus March 18th. And I'm really proud of it. And you're gonna love it.
I'm so excited, man.
It's going to be excited. Great. I'm so stoked.
And we're all going to the premiere together.
It's been a while since I've been to a premiere.
I know. I'm really glad you're coming. And you're bringing your kids, which will be fun.
You know, I don't show up to things like this, man. You know how I am, buddy. I only like to go to Star Wars premieres, you know, Marvel premieres.
This is at the El Capitan, man.
No doubt. I like to go to them Disney things, man. They know how to hook it up. I'm telling you, whatever the carnival is, whatever the thing is that they got planned for the kids, I'm so excited for it. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for the dude to come up on stage and play the Indiana Jones theme song.
They play for those of you who've never been to the El Capitan, it's Disney's theater on Hollywood Boulevard, and they have an old school organist that rises from the stage before the movie and plays like themes from classic movies.
You know which one? Yeah. When he plays Indiana Jones, it's the best. because he played dun 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 dun. I ain't nothing like that on a freaking
and it's like a
organ.
Giant organ. And then he slowly lowers down into the stage, and the curtain opens. It's so cool.
That's amazing.
So epic. And there's a little museum downstairs. You can see like different costumes and art pieces from the movies. It's the best.
Yeah. How long has that been there? Forever?
The little museum downstairs?
Yeah.
Since I've been going, so like 5 years ago at least.
Wow. I haven't been to the Capitan in ages, so I'm stoked to go check that
out.
Well,
I'm really glad you're all coming. Amanda Kloots is coming too.
Oh,
and
yay!
And that's Elvis awesome. Is going to be wearing a 3-piece suit with a bow tie.
Wow. Fun. Oh my gosh. Are we all dressing up? We getting suits?
Donald, I mean, look, I'm fucking sweatpants.
Oh, I'm dressing up. I just wanted to know, should we how dressed up?
I have a fitting after this for my outfit.
Listen, this is why I fucking don't like going to these things, because you got to get dressed up and shit and look all sharp. That's a lot of pressure to put on somebody.
You have plenty of dope suits in that closet behind you.
I got a lot of dope sweatsuits up in this closet.
No, do not.
Stop it.
Our very first thing for Scrubs, we went to, we've told the story, I think, but our very first event we showed up at, we were all dressed in the nines, and Donald was literally like in a t-shirt. And
no, I had a sweater and jeans.
I remember one of the paparazzo guys was like, "What's the matter, Donald? Didn't get the memo?"
Wow.
Shade. That's
fuck
funny.
That dude. How about that? Fuck that dude still. Still fuck that dude.
All right, let's get into it. Donald, count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald. Mm-hmm.
Elliot's in private practice. This is an homage to the House. I guess House at this point in the mid. What do you call it? Aughts? In the mid-aughts? Mm-hmm. Must have been very popular because it was time for us to spoof House.
Yes. I've never watched one episode, have you?
I've never seen a single episode of House. I only know that he has a cane and that he figures out mysteries and they do flashbacks that have that look that we mocked in our show. That's all I know about House. But people loved it.
And he's mean like Cox.
Oh, and he's mean. And he's mean.
Yeah.
And Olivia Wilde was once on that show. I know that too. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know any. That is the extent of my House knowledge. I know they solved a mystery, right? They solved a mystery every episode. And as I saw on Scrubs Wiki, I believe in the pilot episode, they solve a mystery of why a man is orange.
Really?
Oh.
Little Scrubs Wiki trivia for you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right.
Is he orange because of the same reason?
Scrubs Wiki didn't say, but Scrubs Wiki said that they solve an orange-related mystery.
Okay. Well, good on you.
John Putch directed this. Wonderful director. We love John Putch.
We do love John Putch.
John Putch was fast. That's why by the time we got to season 6, we were like, we liked him when they were good and fast.
Yes.
And John Putch was good and fast.
What did you think of the episode in a whole?
I had a few laugh moments. Not one of my favorites, but I definitely laughed a few times. Some funny physical comedy.
Very funny physical comedy.
Let's open with Elliot has become a private practice doctor, which means she's going to make more money. And we cut to Turk. She's saying, does anyone have anything they want to say? And next to Turk is Johnny O, the bearded fella, was our prop master.
Prop master. Yes, he is. Yes, he was.
And he was a great guy, is a great guy. And he also was responsible for coming up for some of those wacky-ass props, including
Knife wrench
and the business card maker / paintball gun that's featured in the episode. And also, at one point, I remember in one of the episodes, there's a squirrel... A taxidermied squirrel that's also a pepper grinder. And you turn its head and it grinds pepper, which probably wouldn't be very PC for 2022, but he did make that prop.
An amazing prop.
I would love to own that prop, but I don't know where it is. Johnny O probably has it somewhere.
You're going to get mail for that.
It's already made. It's not like I'm saying kill the squirrel. I laughed. I did laugh out loud when JD goes to kiss Kim and his leg is up.
Yeah.
So sweet.
I wrote that down. He's a leg up kisser.
Now, is Kimmy, she doesn't seem that into JD.
You know, I think she is into JD. Let's put the situation under a microscope real quick. She's definitely into JD, but she's also pregnant and she's got the opportunity of a lifetime.
I know, but bro, she's pregnant with a guy and she's, and I know she's got a big work opportunity. I don't know. I watched the episode and I was like, is she into them? I mean, sometimes when they're kissing, it seems like she is and she laughs at his jokes and everything. But I'm like, gosh, if you just gotten pregnant and you were newly really into someone and the pregnancy was like an oops, but you were going to go for it. Moving away is so drastic. I know it's the opportunity.
Only for 4 months.
But 4 crucial pregnancy months.
That's fair.
Well,
and JD can't have phone sex, we learned, because he... What does he say about phone sex? He says, phone sex is out of the question because I'm a righty when I talk on the phone, but I'm also a righty when I teach mini JD who daddy is.
Daddy is, yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
by the way, Scrubs Wiki pointed out that JD is a what do you call it in baseball when you can hit both ways?
He's ambidextrous.
Yeah. No, Daniel, what is it called?
Ambidextrous is the word.
Isn't
I would
there
use.
A baseball term when you can hit either way?
A switch hitter.
A switch hitter. Why did Joel and I know this and you guys don't?
Nailed it.
I want you to know that Scrubs Wiki points out that JD is clearly a switch hitter because he has hurt his left hand and yelled, "Ow, my me time hand." Oh, boy. And in this episode, he's saying he's a righty.
Oh, boy.
I prefer me time hand to the expression, teach mini JD who daddy is. It's so funny, though. You see Bill in 2006 trying to get these jokes on NBC. And, you know, you think of it now. We're all watching streaming and everything is completely, you know, relaxed and different. But these were like this was very progressive to get masturbation jokes on NBC in 2006. So mazel tov, Bill.
So Kelso's pissed that Elliot's leaving.
He gives quite a monologue about it.
Yeah, quite a monologue. Quite a monologue.
He equates it, the hospital putting all that time in and her leaving to go to business to him paying a working gal so much money over the years and her leaving him at dinner.
Before
consummating the evening.
The evening.
But it's a very funny monologue. I was going to write it down, but it was too long. And then I thought Scrubs Wiki might have it, but they didn't. Thanks a lot, Trevor. Trevor, that needs to be added. I have a note for you. That monologue is too special to not be added to the Scrubs Wiki dialogue section.
Yes. Very funny.
Ken's so funny. So you steal a baby by accident.
Yes.
Now, I don't understand why you keep the baby. It just seems to me that the normal thing to do would be to run and return the baby. But you close the door and hold on to the baby.
Right, but there are a lot of things that are fishy with that moment. You know what I mean? There's something fishy in Denmark. Why wasn't Leonard, the security guard, the one who comes through and says... Well,
you don't think Leonard's the only security guard in the hospital. He's just featured.
It would attract better, I'm just saying.
It would have been funny. Maybe yeah. Randall wasn't available that day.
Maybe, right.
The hook was out being shined. But that was funny. And then, but my first reaction was like, if you accidentally took the wrong baby, wouldn't you run it back? Turk closes the door.
Right, yeah.
He bonded with the baby.
But I feel like there's jail time and shit like that could be involved that he's trying to avoid.
You're a doctor. It's not like you really were running out of the hospital with the baby. What about when you say the ice packs you've been putting on your hooey run $40 a pop?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't live in the United States, you might be like, think that's a joke. But this is actually what they do in this country. They upcharge every single thing because they assume it's going to be covered by insurance. And so the charges, when you look at your bill, you just can't fathom what they charged for like two Advil, an ice pack, because it's just a mess with our system. Not to go down that road, but I just know that people in other countries are like, probably don't understand the joke. I know that Florence is often so confused by the American health system, and I have to explain it to her. And so I'm just as I laughed at that joke, I was like, I bet you in other countries, people are like, what do you mean $40 for an ice pack?
Yeah,
that just sounds expensive in America. I don't give a fuck where it is, dude. Like in other countries, do they not pay for ice packs? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm just saying they have universal health care.
They're free.
In many of our listeners' countries have universal health care that giving birth to a baby's free. Did you ever see that viral video of them? A guy walked around. If you guys search for this, if you want, guy walked around the UK asking people how much it costs to have a baby in the United States out of pocket. And their reactions are hilarious.
What do they say? Like,
no, they just can't believe it. I won't do the video justice, but you can Google it and you'll laugh.
There it is.
All right. So
let's
then
take a break. Let's take a break and then we'll come back.
Okay. Okay. Don't yell at me, honey. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends. Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And we're back! Now, I always think it's weird when you reference TV shows on TV shows. I've brought this up before. And Cox is like, this isn't a TV show. There aren't cameras all around. And he's referencing House, right? I know that's like supposed to be meta, but it's, I don't know. It's a pet peeve of mine. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. I don't mind it on this because it's, you know, it's Scrubs and
a broad comedy.
Yeah, and we've done shit like this. I would have hoped we would have gone even further and it would have pulled back and you would have saw Rich and them sitting on the camera filming the whole thing. You know what I mean?
If you're going to do it. Then you pull back and see a cameraman and then make a joke about like, oh, they're filming a documentary about giving birth over there or something.
Like right.
You know? That's like when we did that joke with the tailor.
Right.
With the tailor.
America. It's America.
I want to know what America thinks.
It's for the America. Last time, it's America. Right. And you know, they look great. Right.
That shit was hilarious. Yeah. I laughed out loud when the baby throws you a peace sign. That was very funny.
That was, yeah.
That effect was pretty good.
And not bad. Not bad effects, too.
Listen, the visual effects on this show were always pretty bad. But I got to say, not too shabby for 2006.
Not
and
too
Scrubs
shabby.
Budget.
Yeah. The story's told well. You get exactly what's happening.
But it's so cute. It gives you a little peace sign.
Yeah. Ted getting hit with the paintball cracking me up.
So funny.
Oh, I've been hit and then him falling.
So Kelso, so and the janitor's whole shtick with the paint gun, I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So JD buys Kim a star, and he keeps trying to think of every single thing. This happened to me with my first email address. I remember trying to, at AOL, like right when email began, and I remember trying to come up with something. Anything I could think of related to my name or any combination was taken. So I ended up with the wackiest thing, which I still have today. But JD tries to buy a star for Kim, and everything he can think of is taken. So he comes up with Fricklefart 90.
And it's because of it's because of the freckle on her butt. What is the fart part?
But she's lactose intolerant.
And then she's what is it? Well, she's
graduated in 90.
She graduated in 90 or something like that.
Graduated in 90 or something?
Something like that.
And he's very like funny. And he's like, exactly.
JD's lucky a lot, man. Did that even sound right?
JD's lucky a lot.
JD's lucky a lot. JD's.
I think we've said this before that JD does well with the ladies.
The force is no, not with just that. The force is strong with that man. Like, you know, sure he gets his bumps and bruises and stuff like that, but keep it 100. he gets out of a lot of messes.
Yes. What about when he's the whole shtick with the car? I thought was so funny,
dude. He's trying to, and then running back.
Well, the whole I thought that was really funny when I was sliding around the car, and then the gas tank opens, and I'm like, and I'm trying to get into a comfortable position, and then it starts pulling off. Out. That shit was hilarious.
Like, how could you leave that guy? You know what I mean? How could you leave? That's like the most endearing and the cutest thing ever. And then the motherfucker running back to get, you know what
running,
I mean?
Like, sprinting back. For those of you who like weird trivia, when that car is pulling down the parking lot, all that, you'll see a whole bunch of crap that straps next to the building. That's all pieces of set and like it's all like set walls and no one like park a bus in front of it, guys, or an ambulance. No one took the time, but you'll what you see in the deep background is a what looks like a bunch of garbage strapped to a wall is set walls.
The paint falling on Cox's
foot. You're skipping the mural, which is the okay. Most glorious mural I've ever seen in my life. How much would you love to have a copy of that mural?
I don't know about but your head cut off. I don't know about that. I don't know about
I
that.
Would. I would love to have a small painting of that
and,
mural.
And here comes a flood of paintings just for you,
yes,
bud.
Please, guys. Well, yeah, I'm okay with my head cut off. Maybe make my eyes open so I don't look that bad. But if you do want to gift me that painting on Instagram. Yep. I by the way, I think I remember that the gentleman or lady who painted that mural, we were all so blown away by how amazing it was in the spirit of a romance novel cover. I commissioned them to do a Christmas gift for Bill and Krista with Bill. Do you remember this? It was like poster size painting of like a romance cover with Bill being super ripped and Krista, you know, with cleavage and all sexy, like draped on him like in the classic romance novel. And it was amazing. And I knew the second I gave it to them, they were like, thank you. Like, what the fuck are we going to do with this? Like, I was so excited. And I, of course, it wasn't cheap. I like commissioned a fucking painting. And then the second their reaction to it was like, ha ha ha, 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 that's never going anywhere, like on our wall. Or, I mean, have I should you have seen that. It anywhere? I never saw it again.
Never saw
we
it again.
You should ask Krista where it is.
I don't think it needs to be like, you know, obviously they have a very fancy home, but I thought it could be like a funny thing in his office. No, that thing was never, ever, ever hung. <That's all there. laughs> You know, when you think you have the best idea for a gift to someone and you're so excited and you think about it and then you even like take the time to wrap it well because you're like, ooh, God, this. Yes. And then they give it to them and they're like, great. I go out of my way to be a good gift receiver. I think some people are really bad gift receivers.
Shit, you sound, listen, this is Christmas.
You're one of them.
This is. Fuck you, dude. I love your
Remember
gifts,
when I went all out to give you those people on the podcast heard it. I gave you all those special
Landos?
Yeah, and you were like, I have these.
No, I was so mean. I was joking, though.
I know, but my feelings are still hurt.
Oh, come on. My kids are like that, man. You on Christmas Day, wife wraps the gifts, and they're looking so good, and they open the gifts, and within seconds of opening it, they're on to the next gift, man. So...
I would have trouble with that. I know a lot of our listeners have children that open their gifts and aren't grateful. And I know kids need to learn that skill. I know they're children. I'm just saying that would be hard for me.
Yeah.
I used to send all my nieces and nephews big ass checks for holidays and birthdays. Mm-hmm. And I would never hear anything. So I started creeping the number down.
I love it.
I was like,
at least you can do it. I was like,
if you're not gonna call or write a letter, that number's coming down.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the best thing. That's the new thing. Look, if I don't have
Let me tell you, sorry to interrupt you, Donald, but please, if you're listening, you've got to teach your children to express gratitude to someone who gives them a present. Obviously, classy is write a letter, write a thank you note. But if that's not going to happen, have them call. When I give someone's kid a present, and I'm not talking about little children. Obviously, the parents like, thank you so much. I'm talking about a kid who can write a thank you note. A kid who can call you and be like, thanks, Uncle Zach.
Well, my daughter writes stories about you, but
your daughter is you, Casey, not you. You got nothing to do with it. Casey has clearly taught your child how to be a very good gift receiver. Mark, my assistant's children, oh my goodness, they make me these paintings. They go all out.
Aww.
Stickers.
You know what, Zach? You can kiss my ass, man, for that.
Oh, my God.
What? You can kiss my ass. Oh, really? Ass,
you're
man.
The one who's speaking to Wilder about doing a beautiful piece of artwork as a thank you note for me?
No, she does that on her own. She does that on her own.
It's you, not Casey.
She does that on her own.
Wilder, hold on. Let me just put this blunt out. Wilder, I want you to write Uncle Zach a thank you note. All right. The janitor.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just got told something and it kind of hurt my heart. But have you been told yet that something that you do in bed is a pet peeve of somebody?
Your wife told you after all these years she has a pet peeve?
She said to me today. Boy. She said to me today, she said, baby, we were doing it and it was great up until you did this long with your mouth.
What is happening on this podcast?
Oh, my God. Wait, cunnilingus?
No. This was while we were doing it. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, baby. And, like, the spit with the drool was falling out of my mouth.
And you've been doing that for years? Why are you doing slurps?
I don't know.
You sound like Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
Dude, yeah, I don't think any woman or man would like a loud slurp in their face.
Dude, it You know, listen, I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Keep it with 100. You just did.
You
I think you
certainly
kept it.
Are.
I think you kept it 1,000.
This is really 10,000.
You're not cutting this, by the way. There's no fucking way you're cutting.
I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all.
Yes.
I didn't know I was doing it. Like, so one time when I was
poor
doing
Casey's got like drool on her face.
Dude, like one time. So when I was doing Remember the Titans, I remember everybody was like, yo, Wood Harris does a great impersonation of you. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, Wood Harris does a great impersonation of you. And I thought Wood was going to like capture my essence, like my voice and all of that stuff. All the fucker kept doing was going like this. Hey guys, it's me, Donald. What's going on, everybody? And sucking on his spit. And so I didn't know I did that. And so when my wife said that I did it in bed, it just like, it kind of.
Now you're going to be all in your head next time you have sex.
I don't know if I can have sex anymore now.
Just hold your breath the whole time, maybe.
That's a long time to hold your breath, buddy.
Or what about getting a snorkel?
A snorkel.
But that's good slurp. That's slurping too, though. I didn't realize I did it. I'm a slurper.
She loves you. You know what? It's a testament to Casey that and here's advice for you out there from a fake doctor. She was open with you and she shared. She could have held it in and been like, oh my God, this motherfucker and his slurping. But she told you. Right, Joelle? You have to share with your partner. Love.
And now I must be conscious of it. And
yeah.
Now you can improve your skills.
I can improve my skills.
Maybe there's something you could do.
I just leveled up.
Maybe you could do something right before the act, like she's getting ready and she's getting sexy. You're like, hold on, baby, and then you run and like get some bread or something. That would soak up some of that.
Wow.
Have some bread in the nightstand.
on the good side of things.
Yes.
You know, my wife still makes me my mouth water. So there's that.
Yes.
There is that.
You're perfectly matched. I'm so happy. There's so many people who aren't perfectly matched, and you and your wife most certainly are.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas. Only at Tecovas.com.
The janitor is also a podiatrist, and
he's a bunch of things now. He's a bunch of things.
I laughed when he says to Cox, I also buy and sell feet, so either way you want to go, I got you covered. So now that story-wise gives Cox a cane, like House.
Because the paint falls on his foot.
Right.
Let's get metaphorically into this. JD getting shot in the heart at the end when she decides to leave. It was great. This, you know, I was wondering, what's the point of this paintball? You know?
Yeah.
And him missing throughout the show and trying to tune it in. And then he nails it at the right point when JD's heartbroken.
This broken heart syndrome, I mean, I can't believe that's a real thing. We all feel brokenhearted when horrible things happen. But the fact that this woman lost her husband and it was quite literally physically affecting her heart. I did not know that was a thing, and it obviously must be, or it wouldn't be in the show.
Well, we can manifest so many things in life. You know what I mean? We talk about the whiteboard. We talk about so many things that we can manifest in a positive way. You know, who's to say we can't manifest horrible things? Who's to say we can't put those things out there?
Well, I'm just saying, I never knew that the heartbreak in some people could truly manifest a physical heart problem. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
This box of kittens gif, I think, is one of the most...
It makes a lot of sense in Revenge of the Sith when Padme dies of a broken heart, you know? Mm. Oh, Joelle, you're not healed. You're not feeling that?
No, it's my
You're not feeling
part.
That?
She's literally a warrior queen by the age of 15, and then she dies of a broken heart. Stop.
And the dude force choked her.
If force choking is what killed her, that would they specifically say there's nothing wrong with her. She's dying of a broken heart.
I don't know. Then I don't know how you could the Last Jedi, then, if that's the case, because there's a lot of flaws in that, too.
Nobody dies.
Shots fired.
Heart, bah, bah, bah. No. Queen Admiral sacrifices herself in one of the most beautiful displays of humanity we've seen in Star Wars. It's amazing. Stop it.
You mean the character that nobody's ever heard of before?
She was in 2 books. We can't have this conversation again, Donald.
Damn.
We can't go there.
Damn, can you? I don't have a snore sound effect. Can you put one right here?
I'll see if I can sneak one in there. Thank you.
Obi-Wan got everybody hyped, Zach. Obi-Wan got everybody hyped, man. Like, that shit is fire. That shit looked fire.
This box of kittens gif is probably one of the most common Scrubs gifts I've ever seen.
If you're
looking for a gif to express changing someone's mood around, I highly recommend the box of kittens being poured onto a man Scrubs gif. I see it all the time. Don't you, Donald?
I don't. The one I see all the time is the one of us hugging each other and rubbing each other's cheeks and faces.
Yeah,
on
I
each
love
other.
That one.
I
also love the one of us running to each other when you were away on your honeymoon, and then I lean back.
And do the lift. Do the lift. I see those two a lot.
By the way, they're coming out with a 60-second T-Mobile ad for me and Donald. I saw it's very funny.
Ooh. Nice.
We glad saw that it. It's very light. Funny.
It's very.
You get a little. You get
funny.
A little more Donald dancing, which everybody loves, and it's pretty hilarious. Donald, when you do that move singing. With your hand across your face, hilarious.
You know, I was getting worried because I hadn't been seeing this commercial air anywhere, and then I was watching basketball, and it aired like 4 times during like the Warriors game.
Oh, good.
Which was really good because Rocco's a huge Warriors fan.
I took
Rocco to a game. Oh, man. I took Rocco to see the Lakers-Warriors game, and this dude is cheering for the Warriors in freaking, what is it, the Crypto.com arena? Oh, my God,
what's it
man.
Called now? Crypto.com?
The Crypto.com arena, or the Crypt for short.
Oh, my God. So wait, were you embarrassed, Donald?
No, not at all. I'm proud of the kid. He's very brave, man, to step on freaking the land, you know, to step into, you know, Laker territory and cheer like that for the Warriors. But then the Warriors lost, and it was really funny to watch all of these grown people look back at him like, ha ha, you little shit.
Oh, was he upset?
Oh, dude, he held his tears back and everything. I was so proud of him. He took it like a champ, man. You know, a lot of basketball has been happening for Rocco lately, and he's excelling at it. He's really, really excelling at it. And
you literally made your mini-me.
Well, no, I didn't make my mini-me. I didn't excel at basketball like this. Like,
I know, but you created a mini-me. He likes Star Wars and basketball.
He hates Star Wars now.
Oh, really?
Oh, Star Wars is out the window.
Oh, what about Marvel?
No, he doesn't like Marvel. He likes basketball. He likes Zelda.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
You know,
he's Daniel.
And he likes to read, and he's reading Harry Potter books right now. Like, that's what he's into.
Oh, okay. I would have thought you would have made him a Star Wars freak.
I tried.
I tried my best.
It backfired.
You flew too close to the sun.
Yeah, man. I tried with my daughter, too. It didn't work.
All right, how about the rom-com ending fantasy where I run through the airport to greet Kim at the gate?
You know what it kind of reminded me of?
What?
Garden State. Yeah, right away.
Well,
Garden
it's like State, a, it's yeah. a bit of a trope. And Friends, right? Didn't Friends do this? I never watched Friends, but I knew.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Joelle, Daniel, were you Friends watchers?
Yes. At the end of season one, Rachel runs to meet Ross before he gets on the plane, but he has on headphones and he misses her. And when he comes back in the premiere season two, he has a girlfriend.
Okay, there you go. I knew that there was a Friends, but you know, it is a classic movie trope, the running to the gate, which you can't even do anymore. Yeah, you used to be able to, for those of you who are young, you could actually walk someone to the gate and say goodbye to them there.
Them days is over.
But then security needed to be heightened, and you obviously have to stop at security. But back in the day, you could walk someone to the gate.
Yeah, no more.
And greet them at the gate. You could come out of the gate, and your family would be standing there.
They were right there.
Nice. Now you got to wait for baggage claim.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get that shirt off.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
There they are.
Elizabeth Banks was so funny how she would just go with any fucking joke. Remember her in 40-year-old version?
Yes.
Yes.
She's so game and funny. Then let's get that shirt off. There they are. and then we cut out of the fantasy and she goes, so then everyone watches us do it and claps after?
Yeah.
And I go, the end. So in JD's fantasy, we have full sex there at the gate and everyone watches.
Yes.
And then applauds.
Yeah, no, yes. Yes.
Once we're finished.
Yes. Right after. Slow clap.
Slow clap. I wouldn't want a slow clap if I did that. I'd want thunderous applause.
Right away?
I wouldn't want to. I think a slow. If you banged your partner in front of a group of people outside the gate,
and
of
they're
an
so
airplane,
moved, and they are so.
Oh, you're
moved.
Saying you're saying they are so moved by the act.
That's what the slow
that
clap
they
is.
Slow clap.
The slow clap is you didn't have. They were like, I can't believe they're fucking in front of us right now. I can't believe they're doing this. This is happening, but somewhere in there. You win them over.
No, that's not what I would want.
That's
I would
what want,
I would want us. I would want us both to climax at the same time, and everyone just breaks out into just a huge applause and cheer, and is just thrilled.
Okay.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a guest. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days, even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive?
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle
Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
And we're back.
We are back.
And we have a guest. Let's see who it is.
Play that song.
Joelle, what gift in human form have you brought us today?
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joelle, let's get the show on.
Hey, there
she is, Gracie. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Gracie.
Hi.
Hi, Gracie.
I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. Donald's still going. Don't be nervous. That's Donald still saying your name. And the legendary Joelle Monique and Daniel Goodman, DJ Daniel Goodman. And Gracie, you're wearing a Nirvana sweatshirt, so you had me at hello.
Here we are now.
Joelle tells us you have a great question. What is it? What's your question for us?
My question is, if you were wrestlers, what would your entrance theme songs be?
Oh my God, Donald, it's going to be dun, 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 dun. You know, I've told you this story, Gracie, and the first on the podcast, I believe, but when, at my bar mitzvah, when I entered.
My favorite story. I talk about this all the time.
It's so incredibly embarrassing, but and I didn't know it was happening, but because I was 13 and confused, and they just said, walk through those doors. And I walked through the doors, and a spotlight hit me. And they played. Let's hear it for the boys.
When that spotlight hit you, you knew exactly what to do, though, didn't you?
I knew to strut in my tails.
That's right. That should hit you. You were like, all of a sudden, the assignment was understood. Oh yes.
Let me tell you something. If you've been to theater camp and you're wearing tails and a spotlight hits you and they crank, let's hear it for the boys. You know to strut. So, Gracie, that's a very good question. Mine would definitely be, let's hear it for the boy.
Awesome.
And my character would be a musical theater star turned wrestler.
Oh, that would be so dope.
All right, Donald, what would yours be?
Well, it would definitely be freaking some type of Imperial March themed.
Which one? There's so many you love.
Well, you know, the original one would be like dun 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 dun.
That's not the Imperial March.
I know it's not, but that would have been like before the Imperial March. But then after the Imperial March, it's dun 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 dun. That it would be so hard to come out with that thing on and have a mask on over your face and freaking and not take the mask off, but just freaking get up on that. In that ring and beat somebody's ass and then walk out to freaking the Imperial March too. Bam, 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 bam. It would cost so much money though. That's the only problem.
Well, I bet there could be a tie-in with
but Disney. Then I can't lose. Then I can't lose.
Yeah. All right.
You can't lose.
You can work that out too.
That's your answer.
No, wrestling's real, Daniel.
Are you a big wrestling fan, Gracie?
No, I'm not. I just. It's just a question I like to ask people when I'm getting
I think it's
them.
Clever. I'm confused. When I watch wrestling, I know that adults know that it's staged, but when I see how impassioned they get, and I get it, it's rooting for a character and it's like theater. It is trippy sometimes when you see how aggressive and angry grown men get.
You give anybody alcohol.
What's that?
True. You give anybody alcohol.
And they just get hammered.
And a soap opera to watch, they're going to get crazy.
So they just, you know?
And it's a sport event.
You know what I mean? And it has sport and a lot of sport in it too. You know, there's just, I mean, how do you not get charged when you go see that?
So you're saying.
You know, you're going for a show and you're going to get hammered, a good show.
They're obviously watching great athleticism. Mm-hmm. And they know, even though they know it's a set storyline, they're involved in the show and the play. Okay, I get that. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys just explained it to me.
And I know you guys are busy, but just really, really quick.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I've met the most amazing group of friends that we call each other family now through this podcast. There's 16 of us. There's 16 of us from all over the world. We have a Discord that Daniel's actually a part of, the FDRS Discord.
That's so cool.
Okay.
How do people join your group, or do you not want them to?
No, we have a public one, and then we have like our family one. It's just us.
Okay.
But on Discord, if they just search for FDRF podcast, they should be able to find
it. If you're on Discord, FDRF podcast, and you can be a part of the Discord.
But yeah, so we're about to celebrate our year friendiversary because we all met after a live show and we've been talking to each other and having Zoom nights, and a couple of us met in person of you guys.
That's so
like
cool.
Tears. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. Joelle's literally
Joelle's crying. No, that's sweet. Listen, Gracie, from the bottom of my heart, in all sincerity, bringing people together. That's all we wanted to do. And this is so fun.
Yeah,
and that's it really keeps growing and growing and growing. You guys, we can't believe we got another email from Will, our overlord, saying how incredibly popular this is globally, and we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, Donald,
say something meaningful. You're smart and wise and
well
spoken.
Well, I'm not smart and I'm not wise. I've been on this planet a while, and I haven't picked up much, but I do know one thing. For fake doctors, real friends to be the way it is right now, and for people to be listening to us like that, and bringing people together is all we really wanted to do in the first place. That's why you get into show business, you know what I mean? And so to hear that there's a group of people that are fans of us, and such good fans that they've found common ground to talk, eat, chat. Maybe one of y'all will get married out of this whole situation.
Yeah,
I don't know. But if you do, Donald Faison, not Turk, Donald.
I know. Cool.
All right.
And I just want to thank you, Gracie, and thanks everybody for a great show. And I just want to remind everyone, don't forget, please, March 18th, check out Cheaper by the Dozen. Watch with your kids. If you don't have kids, watch it anyway. You're going to crack up. I guarantee you, you're going to have some giggles, and I'm so excited to have my fake doctor's real friends posse with me on the red carpet on the 16th. That's when it is, I believe, the premiere. But it reaches all of you on Disney Plus on the 18th. So thank you so much. Please check it out, Donald.
Shout out Gracie. Gracie, thanks for being on the show. Shout out the name of your group. It's like you're the Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang forever, Gracie. Wu-Tang forever.
You go to Discord, which is a site, right? And you just Google, and you just type in FDRF, and they'll find you, right?
You can join our fun little family.
Join your family.
Wu-Tang forever.
Okay. And then Donald wants to go out on Wu-Tang forever. So I'll just say Wu-Tang forever. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.